This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N, first name Joel, J-O-E-L, date of birth April 24, 1965, the date of evaluation October 4, 2022, referring physician Dr. Jeffrey Watson. The chief complaint, 57-year-old African-American male seen for initial evaluation, the HPI. The patient is a 57-year-old male with history of substance abuse who is seen for evaluation, period. Patient noted to have history of hypercholesterolemia, period. However, he denies symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitation. He is accompanied with his sister, who reports that the lower extremity swelling has been present for greater than a month. The past medical history, depression, next number bipolar, next number polysubstance abuse, past surgical history, unremarkable, medication, Risperdal, HS, Zoloft, HS, the allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father with diabetes and heart problems, mother died with ALS and history of atrial fibrillation, social history, patient has history of polysubstance abuse to include crack cocaine, methamphetamine use, and alcohol use, period. The review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 133/92, pulse 81, respiratory rate 20, height 66.5 inches, weight 183.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The echocardiogram dated December 20, 2022 reveals a technically good study. There is mild concentric left ventricle hypertrophy, period. Left ventricle ejection fraction is 64%, period. Diastolic filling pattern indicates impaired relaxation, period. There is mild aortic valve sclerosis, period. There is no mitral regurgitation, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation is present, period. On stress testing, on December 20, 2022, patient exercised 9 minutes and 9 seconds and achieved a peak heart rate of 125 beats per minute, which is 77% of the maximum predicted heart rate, period. Baseline ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 74 beats per minute, period. There on treadmill testing, there was occasional PVCs, period. However, no significant SD/T-wave change noted, period. Patient reported dyspnea, fatigue, and atypical chest discomfort only, period. The impression, 57-year-old male with ongoing history of crystal methamphetamine, initially evaluated October 24th, and then seen in follow-up on January 9, 2022, period. He has had no recent chest pain or palpitations, period. Stress testing is noted to have no significant SD or T-wave changes, period. No significant dysrhythmia is noted, period. Echocardiogram address reveals normal LV function with out-segmental wall motion abnormality, period. He does have relaxation abnormality, sclerosis of the aortic valve. And trivial pulmonic regurgitation, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable, period. No indications for further testing at this time, period. I will see him in 1 year. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.